and was sold at a very low cost, not even the price of printing. And the reason is in last night's procession, I told the bishop, your Bishop Henry, or Archbishop, I told him this is one of the most inspiring experiences of my life. We walked, and we walked, and we walked. And I don't know how many, I'm sure several thousand people were in the march. And of all places, in Calcutta, sisters, we could not have this in the United States. Do you hear me? Isn't that terrible? There is too much antagonism to the Catholic Church. In any case, strictly speaking, our faith in the Eucharist begins with the real presence. Otherwise, there'd be no meaning to Holy Communion and no meaning to the Mass. And consequently, when we teach this subject, the theology of the Eucharist, we normally begin with the real presence. I thought I would concentrate on the real presence for the rest, of the time that we have together, along with the sacrament of penance this week and the priesthood next week. And I think we will meet then, am I correct, at 5:30? Am I correct? 4:30 exposition. And then, sisters, I'll be available for confessions and conferences. Then at 5:30, we'll reassemble for class. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Mater Divinae Gratiae. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc in hora mortis nostri. Amen. Mater Sanctissima, in nomine Patris et Filii, Spiritus Sancti. Amen.